This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back as we are here for our all-access post-game show here from Hill Fieldhouse, home of Morgan State, as the UMES Hawks pick up the big conference victory on the road. 3-0 sweep over Morgan State, 2-1 in the conference, 13-3 on the season. Joined now by head coach Toby Renz. And coach, a little dramatic there at the end.
Yeah, you know, I guess we had to have a little bit of it in the match, definitely, but very, very pleased with the team effort and the win that we had.
And it was a matchup that started out, your team came out, some Morgan State mistakes really kind of kept them in early on, kept it very tight. But then it seemed like once your team got into rhythm, really got into system, they took off. They executed beautifully, and we saw that towards the end of the set. It was 17-16. They get a point, and then they went on a run to end that first set, and they really carried that throughout the first and second set. Tell me, talk me through that those first two sets.
Well, you know, I think you nailed it in terms of the first set, the way we started out. I thought both teams just seemed to be pretty wound up and pretty jittery. I think it was very clear to me that Morgan wanted it really bad, and so did we. And I think as a result, both teams started out with a number of errors, unforced errors, in that first set. But you're right, once we calmed down, that first time out, that's exactly what I said to him. You know, I just said, hey, we need to calm down, and we're letting them off the hook right now with our errors, and I think we just need to play basic volleyball, take care of it, you know, run our offense and make some good decisions with that, and that's exactly what we did from there forward. You know, overall, I was probably most pleased with our ability to execute a game plan. And as a coach, that's something you're always challenging your team on, because you put hours and hours into watching video and preparing for the match. And, you know, it was really key for us to try and get them out of system as much as possible. And with that, we were hitting to their setter. I think she does a very good job for them. But we wanted her touching as many of those first contacts as possible. And that really got them out of rhythm. And then I thought our serving, the ones that we made, really got them, wreaked havoc for them and took some options away for them offensively. And that's certainly helped us execute our game plan that much more.
And we've seen now how dangerous your squad can be when you have two really good setters in the matchup. We saw Fink and Jerichova. Petra and Kirsten were both in the matchup at points, and they were in there together. And we have seen that in recent games, but we really saw it, how the advantages you can get from that. You can get first contact from Petra and then get second contact on the set from Kirsten. Tell me about how you feel about having those two on the court at the same time and what that can do for your squad.
Well, you know, what it does is, unfortunately for Petra, and she's in the three rotation situation there, but she does such a good job. I think it's actually even helped her in terms of the decision making. She comes off, she sees things happening, and I've seen her go out and execute at a different level every time she's doing that. And it, you know, to see the game and have the opportunity to step on the sidelines and then come back in and then make a difference. And the flip side of it is, you know, for Kirsten, it's even greater challenge because she's playing a couple different positions there. You know, she has to block and hit when she's in the front row, and then she's got to worry about setting, running the offense, and executing the game plan in the back row. And it's nice to have that option, certainly, and probably the biggest thing that it does for us offensively is opens things up. You know, from an antenna to antenna, you really have to defend us for all six rotations, whether it's Lucia scoring on the right side and our Kirsten, and then the middles, I think, did some really good things. Elena had some great swings and kept them, you know, on their toes defensively, and then definitely Zoo and even Haley at times on the outside. Haley did a really good job of, I told her I wanted her to mix things up by tipping and roll shotting, and she really kind of kept them on their toes defensively.
And we also saw Lucia Bobic showed a little bit more versatility today. She had a pretty good assist at one point early on in the matchup. I believe it was in the second set. And then she got a solo block at one point, and she and Marta have done really well when they've got up in their they're really playing well in sync with each other.
Sure.
We're seeing her mature right in front of our eyes. Tell me about that from your perspective as her coach.
Well, it's good to hear that reminded about that, about blocking, because that's one thing she's been working on. She's been a little frustrated with it at times, but I think it's gotten better. She's doing a much better job, I feel, right now of setting the block against the outside hitters. And, you know, that really kind of that should anchor your defense, you know. And if you can get some really good touches, which she has been, it's not even just the balls that she blocks down for a point. It's blocks that she, you know, touches and slows down a little bit. And then so it's not as aggressive of a hit. And then we get a transition out of those. And I think that today we had a number of those, not just from her, but from Lucia. Zhu on the right side, and also Haley on the left.
And one last question before we get you out of here. Tomorrow, different sort of challenge. It's Coppin State afternoon game, another team that has started relatively well as far as their conference schedule goes.
Sure.
It's a different challenge. Tell me about how you are, what your game plan is going to be, and how you're going to deal with that challenge.
They have some very talented kids on that team, you know, and they had some good experience the last 2 years and very good success as well. And, you know, obviously on their home court, one of our challenges coming into this one is, you know, I really presented it to the kids like, hey, we've had the luxury of being at home so much this season to be, you know, on an opponent's court and focus enough to keep them out of their game and execute ours is really, really critical, and that we need that for our growth. And, you know, so it's going to be a little more of that same challenge. You know, we have to rebound here within 24 hours now, and at 3 o'clock tomorrow. This is a very emotional win here because last year we lost here in four, and it was a very frustrating match. So now we got to turn the tables and prepare. And I've taken a peek at Coppin, but I'll probably be up most of the night watching video here and getting ready for them.